This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Tell us about the Holy Father. Has he continued to speak about the elderly at his Wednesday papal audience, as he's done now for a while?
Yes, in fact, he has been braving the intense heat of Rome and, in fact, was right there in St. Peter's Square this morning, again, speaking about the elderly, and this time about the tenderness that tends to be a characteristic of the elderly and of grandparents. He was referring to the loving way that they can demonstrate love, highlighting how God is also equally tender with his people. And today the Pope said that if you want to see this tenderness, just watch how a grandfather or a grandmother look at their children, at their grandchildren. Watch how they embrace their grandchildren. That tenderness that you see is free of any human distress, he said, because the tenderness comes from a person who has conquered the trials of life and is able to give love freely. And the Pope then went on to examine the words spoken by Jesus in John 3:3, spoken to Nicodemus. And he said that no one can see the kingdom of God without being born anew by water and the Holy Spirit. So today, the Pope said that the spiritual rebirth does not negate, doesn't detract from the value of earthly existence, but instead it points towards its ultimate fulfillment in the eternal life and joy of heaven. Yet, on the other hand, in this modern world with its frantic pursuit of the myth of eternal youth, the world needs to relearn this truth and to see every age of life as preparation for the eternal happiness for which we were all created. And then the Pope went on to say, he said, quote, "When you think of old age like this, we can say, why has this throwaway culture decided to throw out the elderly, considering them useless? And the elderly are the messengers of the future. The elderly are the messengers of tenderness. The elderly are the messengers of the wisdom of lived experience." So this morning, the Pope concluded with a prayer asking the Spirit to grant the reopening of this spiritual and cultural mission of old age that reconciles all mankind with the birth from above. And he beckoned all the faithful to move forward and watch the elderly, John.
Ashley, why do you suppose the Holy Father has chosen this time in his pontificate to really emphasize the importance of our elderly?
Well, you know, certainly it is something that we understand that he can relate to in a profound way, because as a Pope who is 85 years old and who is suffering from various health issues, he certainly knows quite well the difficulties of old age. And in fact, he refers to that. You'll notice in these audiences, he's constantly saying, we, when he's, of course, talking about the elderly. But more than that, when he's talking about the feelings and emotions that can be conjured, that especially the elderly may feel, speaking about loneliness, for example, a feeling of helplessness, a feeling of uselessness. So I think in a lot of ways, it's a lived experience for him, John.
Yes, and the Holy Father also obviously has been praying for the families and for the victims of that horrific attack in Nigeria this past Pentecost Sunday. Just an unthinkable act. In fact, we spoke about it in our opening segment with Ed Clancy, the director of the outreach for aid to the church in need. And, you know, this has been going on for a long time overall in that country, and very few people are aware of it. But this particular attack, of all the days, the solemnity of Pentecost is just unthinkable. What has the Holy Father been saying? Your thoughts?
Yes, the Holy Father did react immediately, sending a telegram that was signed by the Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, and it was addressed to the Bishop of Ondo. And he spoke about this as an act of what he called unspeakable violence. And of course, spoke about his spiritual closeness to all of the victims. So to share with you the exact words of what was written in that telegram, In commending the souls of the dead to the loving mercy of Almighty God and imploring divine healing and consolation upon the injured and those who are grieving. The Pope prays for the conversion of those blinded by hatred and violence so that they will choose instead the path of peace and righteousness. So those were the words that were sent right away over through the bishop to those people who are in suffering in so many ways, John.
Yeah, to see the image, there's a photograph of the altar and the crucifix stained with blood during the attack. It really helps to put it in perspective of just how heinous an act this was.
Yes, exactly. And on that note, too, it is certainly a comfort to know that the Holy Father is praying for divine blessings of comfort and strength on the bishop and on the faithful of the diocese. And also, of course, for all to continue to live the gospel message with faith and with courage, despite this horrible situation.
Now, Ashley, on another note, what is going on with the latest in Italy with the travel restrictions due to the COVID? How are things looking right now?
Well, John, I'm happy to say that travel restrictions have actually been lifted. So it was up until just recently that one had to have a COVID-19 green pass to enter Italy. So that meant that it had to show one of three things: that a person was either vaccinated multiple times, that a person had recovered from the coronavirus in the last 6 months, or number three, that they had tested negative for the virus in the last 2 days. Well, that requirement is no more, according to our health ministry. Now, actually, for our American listeners who are going, when they go back to the USA from Italy, they do still have to have a negative test in order to get back into the USA. But here, masks are still obligatory on public transportation, and the Italian bishops have made them compulsory at Mass. So we are hoping that that will go away in another week or so. And on the job front, many Italians, as you can imagine, were left unemployed after COVID. But interestingly, the number of Italians now in temporary jobs has hit the highest level on record ever, since these statistics have been kept since 1977. So that, yeah, tell
I
me.
I started to say, as you walk through the streets of Rome, do you see more and more people not wearing masks? What's the situation look like?
Well, on the streets of Rome, you do see more and more people not wearing masks, and a few people do still by choice, but not by obligation now. And but inside of trains and buses, they're still very strict. Inside of churches, they're still very strict. We'll see how long that lasts. There's a lot of talk that it could be even by the middle of this month that all goes away.
Now, Ashley, every week we always mention your Truth and Beauty Project. And I understand you have something very exciting that's about to start there in Roma.
John, we are so excited about it. You know, it's been amazing for my husband, John, and me to watch how the Truth and Beauty Project over the years has just transformed people's faith and lives. And of course, it's all right here in the living classroom of Rome. And before COVID put everything on pause, we got to watch that all the time, how people were transformed. But we are so excited to get things started again. And in July, we're doing a special week-long program that we have designed especially for young adults from all over the world to help them grow deeper in their faith. So if you imagine this, right? An encounter with beauty that's so deep that it will give you new eyes to see your faith and the world around you. And we do it all through art, through tours, through talks from experts and Vatican key players, and through spiritual direction. We do leadership training. And of course, you can imagine, John, lots and lots of Italian food. So it's like a week-long retreat plus a time of deep formation. So from July 31st to August 6th of this year, we are going to focus on leadership. We're going to focus on intentional living and making the word scripture part of daily life for young people. So send us your children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and friends, because we are ready to set their faith on fire. If somebody can't make it financially, ask us for help there. We can help. And it's just awesome to see how it has changed people's lives. So truthandbeautyproject.com is where you can find all of the information. And the great news is that this particular program that I'm sharing with you, John, is of course for young adults, as I mentioned, that starts on July 31st. But after that, in September, we're launching programs for anyone to get together a group of five or more. And we are going to design one of these special week-long immersions just for you. So truthandbeautyproject.com, all the details are there. We are just excited about the opportunity to change people's way that they see faith, that they see the world. So it's just awesome. I hope you can come someday, John.
I dream to be able to come back to Rome. I haven't been there in a long time. I have visited seven times overall, but not for a while. So yeah, this sounds fantastic. What's been the reaction from the folks, especially the young people that could be a part of this coming up?
Well, we had one young woman who participated with us. She went home, completely changed her life as a result. She worked really hard to lose 100 pounds in a year, and then she decided to change her whole life mission and dedicated her life to now helping others through nutrition to do what she has done. We just got a note from a man named Jake in Florida who was with us last month, and he said he has been trying to explain what he experienced to friends back home. And it's just, he said, words aren't possible to adequately describe it. He said he's feeling one of those points in life when you experience an interior shift, and all he knows is that he's overflowing with thanksgiving. So we too are overflowing with thanksgiving because we thank the Lord for what he does and the opportunity that John and I have from this special vantage point to see the fruits of his work in such a profound way. So we just love hearing the stories of folks and how this touches them, the Truth and Beauty Project.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.